All right, y'all, welcome back. This is episode 5 of the Morales Fan Band Podcast. We have a special one today, all high school. Big high schoolers in the house. Well, only freshmen, but this is the transition halfway through the year. So we got Nathan, Brooklyn, Javon, Izzy, Adea. So we're going to do a quick introduction. Stand by for the intro. Go ahead, Nathan.
Like you said, Nathan Bonilla, freshman, mini monarch. I play baseball.
Represent. Hey, and he's also the godson and god brother of the Morales Chicas. Yes. Adea, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Adea. I also go to MIDI, and I play soccer and field hockey.
That's what's Woo. Up.
I'm Izzy. I go to Notre Dame, and I'm a golfer.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm Javon. I go to Bell, and I play hockey and football.
Woo-woo. Woo. Yes.
I'm Brooklyn. I go to Notre Dame, and I play golf, and I'm a swimmer.
And also make sure you guys catch our this little filming. We're filming it live here, guys. We got like 1, 2, 3, 4 cameras going live. So this is going to be on YouTube. So make sure you follow us, subscribe to our channel. I think we have like 17 followers. We're lightweight right now. But we got to get up there.
Almost at 20.
Wow. You got to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere. So the first segment we want to talk about, guys, kind of like high school, right? This is a big deal from went from junior high to all of a sudden now in high school. So like, what do you guys think? Like, is it a big transition, like peer pressure? How do you guys feel about that? Javon, what do you think? Peer pressure in high school?
It's not worth it, honestly. You just got to do you in high school. Live with your own flow and survive. You're good.
So let me ask you this question, because I always say, like, you guys are going, you go to all-boys school, right? If you don't know, Bellarmine and San Jose is all-boys school. We're going to bring on a Bellarmine representative later. Real quick, we forgot to talk about the segment, so we're going to talk about a couple things. Peer pressure, it's going to be like the first one. How committed are you guys to succeeding? The next segment is going to be the N-word. Not the nice word, but the N-word, but we're going to talk about it. and then we're going to have a segment that's going to be hilarious that we came up with. And it's slang. Our parents using it wrong. Just trying to be cool to fit in. So we're going to find out. You're going to see if these people are in it to win it. And then we're going to talk about brands. Is Supreme still cool? Is there other brands that are on the come up? And then Disney Plus or Netflix, who you're with. Then we're going to talk about the corona. Is the world coming to an end? But getting back to peer pressure, Javon, talk to us.
Yeah, so basically peer pressure everywhere you go. It's just going to follow you around. You just got to do your own thing, and you'll be good.
So when you went to high school, all boys school, how does it feel like? Is there any, I mean, is there like, there's no pressure to go after girls. So you're kind of just like finding yourself there or what?
I mean, it's different. It's just, you go from a co-ed school and then you just go to an all guys school. So, I mean, it's kind of cool because everyone can be themselves and there's no pressure to go after anyone. It's just, you do your own thing and everyone kind of respects that.
So how did you feel about the girls school? Is it kind of the same deal?
Yeah, I was a little nervous at first. I wasn't really sure what to expect. But going to an all-girls school, there's like a great level of comfortability. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really great to keep your social life and your academic life separate. And yeah, so I really enjoy going to an all-girls school.
So how about like all peer pressure, Brooklyn, like to fit in? Like a pressure to, do you feel that?
What do you mean?
Like, do you feel like there's a pressure like for you to like fit in and?
No, but I think it also depends on, like, the person you are, because some people, like, really thrive, and, like, yeah, they thrive on, like, fitting in and making sure that, like, they have validation to fit in, mm-hmm. and some people really just kind of, like, do their own thing, like Javon, as you were saying, like, they just kind of flow and just feel comfortable, like, with themselves and you as a person. Yeah, so I don't think at Notre Dame there's, like, a need or peer pressure to fit in, because I think the nice thing is that everyone has, like, their own little, like, group, and they all feel comfortable there, like, as you were saying.
So, I mean, in contrast, though, Nathan and Adea, you guys go to school with, like, 2,500 kids, right? I mean, your guys' school is so big that they had All-Midi Monarch Day where they had at the event center, right, in San Jose, and they had to spread corona over there and clean it up. So you guys could be affecting us right now. And earlier, Nathan's such a soldier. He was in the hospital earlier today, but he's back. He's all good now. Not because of that, because of something else, but he's all good. Nathan could talk about it, but I want to protect his HIPAA violations. I don't want to violate his medical condition. But He's here with us now. He got hit with the baseball, right, Nathan? A couple weeks ago. But in contrast, with how about, like, you guys go to school with, what, 2,500 kids? How many kids are there? 3,000?
2,500 plus.
Are you serious? Wow. So it's like, do you feel like there's a lot of pressure there? Like, be cool or talk about it?
I mean, there's definitely those groups where it's like there's people like connect with each other and like there's kind of those cliques, but it's like Javon said, stick to your own flow and like be who you are, and like you don't have to fit in or you don't have to like try to fit in.
That's good. How about you, Nathan? What do you think?
I just feel like there's so many like successful people at MIDI that you say like you want to be like them, but MIDI like really stresses like be the best you, don't try to be the next like somebody else.
That's good.
That is good. So how was your guys' first day going to that school? Because it's like, how was your guys' first day? I mean, it seems like so long ago, but it was only like, what, 6 months ago?
Yeah.
So how was your guys' first day going like to that big school midday?
It was kind of crazy because you just like go from SJV 300 people to 2,500 plus, and you just see all these people, and you're like, who's that? Who's that? Like, I've never seen you guys before. And then you end up going to school with them every day, and you're like, I've seen you around. Even upperclassmen will like sometimes say hi to you or whatnot. I mean, it's like a big community, I guess.
So like when you say that, like I see you a lot, you only have a few minutes in between classes to see each other, right? So it's not like you get to hang out with these people, right? I mean, you got 10 minutes, so it's does it feel like, so how do you like approach them if you don't, you just be like, hey, what's up, man? You think sports helped you guys out, meet a lot of new friends? And so I see Javon shaking your head. Go ahead, speak on it.
I mean, when I came to Bell, I didn't know anyone there because I came from a charter school. Mm-hmm. So going to Bell, I didn't know anyone. And I think football kind of, like, gave me that support. It opened, like, a brotherhood to each other. And everyone's really open with each other there. So we all got to know each other, and we all became, like, family. So it's just walking around school, and you get to see everyone. You're like, yeah, they're cool.
You're, like, one of the cool kids. How about you, Izzy? What do you think?
I also didn't know anyone going into high school. I knew one other girl, but we weren't close. So I really just had to try to be outgoing. So the first day for me was a little bit scary, but it was really good because a few weeks before, I was able to meet a bunch of people at golf tryouts. So, like, I met Brooklyn, and now I basically live at her house. Like, it's kind of crazy to think about it. Yeah.
She's
so
like honorary Morales chica.
Yes.
Adopted. She's... Your dad said we could adopt you. I told her I already have three girls, so we got to slow down. Javon, you might have a chance to get adopted. We'll be all right. Nathan's kind of our son already, too. But Brooklyn, so what do you think? I mean, you knew a lot of people. You were like the president at your school, and you went to Notre Dame. And were you like a small fish in a big pond, or did you feel like?
So the nice thing is that I did a summer program. In the summer, like before going to Notre Dame, and all the girls were obviously freshmen. It was a math class, and so it's funny because it worked out perfectly because I at least had like one person that I knew in every single class that I had. So I knew a lot of people, and then from there knowing them, I met like other people that they knew, and so it was just constantly like meeting new people, and like I really loved it, and I'm still meeting new people. So yeah.
So now that you guys are like 6 months in, right? We start September. What are we in March? Holy cow, it's longer than that, right? It's about 6 months, right? Now all you guys are out of school. This is, by the way, one of me and Brooklyn's favorite artists. I don't know if you guys ever heard.
Yes, love this.
Daily.
Song.
Do you guys know Daily is? We're like musical in this house. So this dude is dope. Actually, me and my wife, we went to go watch him in San Francisco at a show. It's pretty good. Daily, look up. It's called. Real quick, so now that you guys have been there 6 months, I'm sure there's been plenty of parties and what do you guys call them? Mixers?
Mixers.
Like Bellarmine will mix with Notre Dame, mm-hmm. and MIDI too, right? You guys all mix kind of in a sense. So let's talk about it. How about the drug scene? Do you guys see a lot of, is it like obvious? People like vaping in bathrooms, kind of stuff like that, or people shaking their head no?
Sometimes it's pretty obvious. I mean, yeah. You definitely have those crowds. It's just all about staying away from that because you can't escape it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this crowd, all that stuff, I mean, have you guys gone to any parties, like house parties and stuff like that, or no? Not yet. You guys don't get invited yet, huh? This is like, that's the older kids.
You got no time for it sometimes. Yeah. I mean, like if you do a sport or something, it's just all time management. You got practice, you come home, got to study, homework. There's really no time to party.
So what kind of day are you talking about? Tell us your day, Javon. When you're in football, what talk about it. Like, from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed. Because I don't think people realize how much commitment some of these schools are.
Well, usually we would have to wake up, like, depending where you live, how far from school, like at 6, we'd have morning workouts. And then we had to, like, get ready. We had, like, 5 minutes to run to class after morning workouts, get changed. And
you guys take showers there, obviously?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you have, like, it's just the day goes on. You have study hall after school. But, I mean, it's a little hard to focus. You have everyone on the football team. You kind of just want to joke around. You got through the day. It's just, it's kind of relieving. You're like, all right, now just got to get through the practice. And after that, you just want to go home, shower, eat, whatever you got to do. But you just got to study up. Homework, gotta maintain those grades.
So Bellarm is kind of like a big school powerhouse football program. So do you guys start watching film in the freshman, as a freshman, or?
We, it depended on what team, not just the team, like what day of the week it was.
So you guys had, like, if you play defense, you guys watch film, and then?
Well, usually we would all go into, like, the library, and we would all watch film together, but there were certain times where the coach for one position would pull us, and then we just watch the film on, like, lineman or receivers.
Right, right. So, I mean, that's a preparation, right? So they're talking about, so you get home around 7 o'clock?
Yeah, pretty much.
And then, like, Nathan, you're playing baseball right now. How's your day going? Like,
Because
Midi's not, like, right around the streets, right around the corner. It's, like, a commute, right?
Like, 45 minutes away.
With traffic.
Including traffic. So wake up at about 6:15-ish, get ready, and carpool leaves 6:45.
Need to make sure we're talking to the mic.
6:45, and then go to school. School starts 7:50, first period, and classes, and then school's out. And you have about 10 minutes to change for baseball. Starts at around 2:45, some days 3:15, and then end at about 5:30, sometimes 6, which is kind of crazy. And then don't get home till like 7:30-ish.
So do you still have time to talk to Adea, or do you, like, play Fortnite? Or?
Yeah, I do. I do my homework during my off periods, so I kind of just get home and, like, get to chill, I guess.
Relationship
goals, right?
Some my inspiration.
More of a Fortnite guy.
So you guys find time. Do you still have, I mean, Adea's rocking the headphones. What are those? Your gamer headphones? Those are Nathan's, right?
Yeah.
Adea, do you play video games, too?
I could never. I don't know.
How about your little brother?
Oh, all the time. It's all day sometimes.
Does he play with Nathan or no?
No.
Oh, okay. Nice. So you still find time, though. So, but, I mean, you're talking about like a 12-hour day then. So 12 to a 14-hour day.
Yeah.
Right on. All right. So you guys are busy. So you like. So I think the moral of the story is, like, you guys don't have time to mess around, right? If you're messing around, you're not doing school. You're not going to be lasting very long at
any of
these schools, right? That exactly. All right. So in high school, when I went to high school, back in 1997, dang, seems like so long ago. So, like, the N-word was kind of like thrown around all the time, right? You know the word we're talking about. Gotta put on some West Coast. Corrupt. So I had a friend. Shout out to Abdul. Been here at my house. Brother for life. We all listened to hip-hop music back in the day. And, you know, hip-hop music hasn't changed much. They use the N-word a lot. And, you know, people would throw that, you know, like, we were in the locker room. Everybody's hanging out listening to E-40. Back then, he was, like, kind of like, you know, coming up. Shout out to E-40. But, they would always be dropping the N-word. So then people would always, you know, other people that weren't African-Americans would say the N-word. And then he was, like, the first guy that was like, I ain't going to give you a dap. You guys know what a dap is? Like a pound? Like, I'm not giving other people a pound for using that word. Because he was educated. Dude was smart. One of the smartest dudes that I know. Still to this day. Very intelligent. But now, for whatever reason, me and Brooklyn were driving down the street. And I don't remember what the kids were. But they were like, and this, and that. But they weren't African-American. They weren't black.
They were not.
And I told Brooklyn how annoying that annoyed me. It annoyed me. So are people in your, and Brooklyn says people still use the word, right, in class or wherever?
Yeah.
So speak on it. I mean, go ahead, Brooklyn.
Well.
Speak in the mic, though.
Yeah.
Because this is like a serious topic. I think people need to, like, educated on this.
When Okay, so when I was in fourth grade, I remember Miss Kagura, love her. So she told me something that really lasted me one time, and it's not even just about this word, but about, like, using, I guess, like, okay, bad words in general. Like, she said that just saying those type of words just makes you sound less educated. It's like, why would you want to sound, like, less educated, you know, when you go to a good school, you have good teachers, you have a good family, like, I don't know why you would want to speak that way. But it's funny, because, like, I never thought, like, I guess, yeah, I never thought, like, I would hear a girl say it, especially, no, I'm not especially in Notre Dame, but I was just like, dang, like, this is actually, like, everywhere. So this girl was just the one time, I was just, like, overhearing, but she's like, one of these girls, like, so you could, like, you say the N-word, like, do you think it's okay? And she's like, yeah, like, I use it all the time. And, like, not to be, like, racist or anything, but she's, like, Mexican. So I was like, oh, okay, okay. And she's like, I don't know. The girl just seemed shocked. She's like, so you just say that word? And she's like, yeah. And I don't know. I was just kind of, like, shocked because I was like.
But you were shocked, but you weren't, like, confident enough to, like, check her, though, either, though, right?
No, because, like, I don't know. People have their own opinions. Like, they're entitled to theirs. I'm entitled to mine. Like, I also.
But kind of like Abdul, I mean, that's, like, your opportunity to be like, you know what? That's probably not the.
Yeah.
Shit ain't cool, man. You know what I mean?
I just don't know. I just don't know how you say
this
something
to sound. This is 2020, 997, not this. I mean. So, Javon, you're half black, half Latino, right? Latinx, or whatever you want to call us. Mexican.
Mexican.
Just don't call us a Mexican. What do you say, Blaxican?
Blaxican.
So speak on it, Javon. I mean, you should be able to speak on it. Go ahead.
I mean, I think a lot of people just, it depends on where the context is or something. A lot of people say, like, in songs it doesn't have meanings, something like that. But, I mean, you'll go around, you'll see, like, white people saying it. I mean, it's not right for anyone to say it. But then especially when you have people of color, like African Americans, there's no point of saying it. You go back into times, it's like, their ancestors were being, like, basically whipped and everything, being called the racial slur. And now you come into this time, and they think it's all right to say it. So there's no point.
So I have one of my buddies, Black Boy Poems, Tyson Powell. We grew up together. Tyson Amir. He goes by Tyson Amir now. But he wrote a book, and he's, like, teaching it all around the world, actually, right now. I should bring it out, but I'll put a little link on it. Black Boy Poems. He's from Eastside San Jose. We went to school together. We used to hang out. Play Nintendo 64 back in the day. I would spend the night at his house for like 3 days in a row. He would come to my house. Back, I mean, he's like one of my first best friends, you know what I mean? But the dude is super educated too. And I mean, Javon, so do you feel like you need to educate these people or you don't even trip off of them?
I mean, at this point, sometimes you just got to go on, just do your own thing. You just don't let it affect you. I mean, in the end of the day, they're the people making themselves look like fools. So you just got to keep rolling with your own thing. Just make sure that you keep yourself in check and don't do something dumb like them.
So, like, when you're playing football, I mean, it's locker room talk, right? Like, the president, Trump, said locker room talk. He used that to hide a lot of stuff, and it's kind of like a code, right? So I don't want to be throwing down your boys and your football squad. But I'm sure they probably football field. You hear all these guys talking all this crazy stuff, and there was a big deal that happened this year in the football field. Did you watch football on TV?
Like NFL? The NFL?
Yeah, do you remember the Browns game?
Yeah, the Steelers Browns.
Yeah, when the dude, he said he called him the N-word, and that's why he did what he did.
Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, so Mason Randolph, right? Or Rudolph? Or Rudolph, yeah. Rudolph, there you go. So it just seems like so mainstream now. It's like, man, why? How come they don't, how come people don't want to confront, like, the real issue, you know? What do you guys think? I mean, it's a tough topic, right?
Yeah. In my personal opinion, I believe that it shouldn't be used. But at the end of the day, we can't really stop it no matter how much we try. So we just have to continue living our everyday life. And when we do, and when we are approached with the opportunity to speak out, that's when we should take that next step and say, hey, like, that's not okay to use.
Like, if Brooklyn and you guys were, like, talking like that to each other, I would be like, Brooklyn, find a new friend. I'm serious. I would honestly, I would. I'd be like, you know what? Because here comes the two boxers. Natalia and her little homie Olivia are here. No, because I really do. I mean, it's not acceptable. How about you, Nathan? What do you think? I mean, you're with a lot of boys all the time, right?
Yeah, I mean, I, like, hear people say it, and I mean, it does, like, hit a little bit, but, like, I always think about how they're going to say it at the wrong time, and the wrong person's going to hear it, and they're just going to get what they have, like, coming to them. So, I mean, I don't really do much about it. I kind of just go on with it, I guess.
So you guys aren't the ones using the word, then? Javon's shaking his head, right? So it's kind of like, I think I'm just saying, I mean, from like a PSA, public service announcement, I think take the road of Abdul. Like, if these are your friends that you're hanging out with that are using this, this is your opportunity to, like, tell them, hey, you know what? We're cool, man. Don't talk to me that way, or just not making sense. You know what I mean? Shit ain't adding up, you know? It's just not acceptable. Anyhow, I'm glad you guys, at least you guys still see it going on. A lot of it's because of music, too, right? They're dropping the N-bomb like crazy, and then people think it's okay, or you're, especially now with TikTok. I mean, how does TikTok get around that stuff? Seriously, how does TikTok get around it?
Oh, wait, didn't Lil Huddy get in trouble because he said it?
Yeah,
a lot of people are getting in trouble for saying it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just something that you're not supposed to.
Yeah, like, especially on social media, yeah. Where millions of people can see
who's
it.
Little Huddy?
It's not that. It's just
he's this, like, TikTok star.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he white or what?
Yeah. Yeah. So he has millions of followers.
Noodle arms and legs.
Oh, really?
It's super small.
So he, so, James is dropping all these. Yeah. Slang terms on me. Oh, we're gonna get to that slang term later, but so he got in trouble. I mean, how many followers did it cost him?
It was millions.
So I mean, it's like your brand, right? So you got, that's what I always tell Brooklyn too. And even Nathan's god sister, I'll tell, like, people are always watching you guys. That's the one thing I don't think you guys realize, because you guys think, oh, TikTok's just us, and then somebody screenshot to you, and then and then 10 years from now Izzy's running to become the district attorney, or Brooklyn is, and then they're like, you know what? This is Brooklyn dropping the N-bomb, doing this. Who is the real Brooklyn? Right? Huh?
I mean, it's like when you put something out there, it's out there for life. I mean, there's no going back already, so you got to be smart about what you do.
So that goes on to, like, sexting and all that stuff. Is that stuff real, or people doing it a lot even as freshmen? Yeah, really? Dang.
Kids don't have control now.
Yeah, they don't really don't. No self-control.
Got no respect for themselves.
No. Oh, you guys are talking all quiet. All right, who's in trouble? No point in no figure. All right. So I think this is the funny part of the... Who should we call first, you guys?
Save Mark for last.
Maybe we should call my dad first. All right. Yeah,
I'm
gonna see.
We gotta hype him up. I'm gonna call him right now. Text him.
Okay.
What word are we gonna ask him? Cause he's pretty hip.
Yeah, my dad's very does everything.
All right, I'm gonna call him. I'm gonna call him. So just text him. Which word should we use? How cool are your parents? Izzy, what should we ask your dad? Or Izzy might give him do him a solid and give him a word that he knows. How about Javon? Javon, someone else choose it. Javon, what word should we ask him? Or Brooklyn?
Oh, ask him what simping means.
Would he know that?
Oh, yeah. He wouldn't know that. I want to see what he thinks.
All right. Ask him what Gucci means.
No, he probably knows that.
We'll put on the song for him. I'm here it goes. Call's coming in. Manny's old school.
Love my dad.
He's a cool dude. Alright, guys, get ready, Mr. Telephone.
Hello.
Manny, what's happening?
Yeah. Hey, Dad. What's going on, man?
What's going on? You want to say hello to everybody? He's on the podcast.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Guerrero.
Hello.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, everybody. It's my first podcast, man. I feel.
This is your first podcast? Oh, we got Mr.
Yeah, I'm like a cool old guy now.
Oh, we're going to be the judge of that. Don't even trip. So we have Mr. Telephone Man. Brooklyn's over here dancing. I think this is your guys' song right here. Because Brooklyn went on a little adventure with them to Universal Studios.
Yeah, we went to LA and we're all playing all these, like, songs. And then Brooklyn's like, wait, guys, let me play a song. And her and my dad are just jamming out. And the rest of us are like, what is going on? They're like, what is happening? And ever since then, Brooklyn's my favorite. I love her.
So Manny.
I have that effect.
Yeah. So, Manny, we have Javon's going to ask you. Javon Reels from Bellarmine is going to ask you a question, a slang word. You're going to have to tell us what it means. And even if you can use it in a sentence. Go ahead, Javon. You up for this, Manny? You cool with this? You ready?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
What's the definition of simping?
Of what? Say that again.
Simping.
Pimping?
No, simping.
Simping.
Not pimping. That's what I thought I said too. Simping. Have you ever heard it?
I've never heard that word.
Never ever. Should we save it for someone else? No. We'll give you this one. Go ahead.
Okay.
So, simping. Describe it, Nathan.
It's like being emotional over something. Like you just got your heart broken, or I don't know. Like Javon just got his heart broken. Oh, he's simping.
Shots fired.
Love you, Javon.
No, like sometimes you're just hanging out. You can be with the boys, and they're just, oh, you're sad about
or
something.
Like Brooklyn,
you're like, bro,
today.
Stop seeing a simp, you know?
We were listening to a Justin Bieber song, and she started crying. And I was like, what's happening? She's like, it's just so good. The message, Isabella, is just amazing. And I'm like, all right, Brooklyn.
You're like, so simping means like crying, then, basically.
Yeah.
What's the root word though? Like
when it comes to slang, there are no root words. It's just some sort of noise comes out of your mouth. It's like this is what this means now. Yeah,
right. So how about let's give him one more another word.
Oh, Dad, what does hype mean? It's, you know how you've been saying coronavirus has all the hype. What does that mean?
Well, I have a few definitions for that, but in the way I know the way you're saying it is. Making something bigger than it is, kind of putting a lot of attention on it.
Everybody's nodding their head over here.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, what's the other word? What's the other way?
Hey, was that good? Was that good or what?
Yeah, they're all giving they're doing you solid.
Good.
They're giving you, they're like, bet.
Good job, Dad. I'm proud.
All right.
Proud daughter.
You said you had a couple of definitions for it, though.
I lost my train of thought now.
Like, you're saying, like, you're bragging, like, oh, it's all hyped up. Like, it's big deal, like no big deal.
Yeah, but like hype too. Also, kind of like positive mood, you know, like I'm on hype.
So Manny, so how about like when you read all these reports and of like just different the way people talk now? Is it tough for you to kind of like figure out what the hell is going on in some of these day to day lives with San Jose?
Yeah, I think like 80% of the time I can I kind of know what's going on because I have. You know, well, we have Isabel, so I mean, we kind of learn a lot from from her and then some of the other kids and stuff. But no, there is time where we have to stop and ask, like, "What are you talking about? What does that mean?"
Right.
But for the most part, I think I'm pretty good.
Now, man, everybody's giving you a thumbs up, so they're all saying, "Yeah, they know." But yeah, no doubt, because Manny works in the mean streets of San Jose. He's already been here there for how many years have you been working, Manny, with San Jose? A long time.
25.
Yeah, so your dad has seen the whole game change, pretty much, right, Manny?
Yeah, I've seen drastic changes. Yeah,
you've seen it all. So nowadays, kids are using cell phones to do crime. They're doing all kinds of stuff. I mean, but I know the way you guys talk, it's like so hard to figure out what the hell you guys are talking about. Yeah. Even at my job, I see these people that are talking. I'm like, I think I got it, but that's what we have Brooklyn and Izzy and all you guys to help us out. And that's why the podcast is here to help all the parents out too, because some of the stuff, can't keep up. Right, J-Mo?
I get confused myself sometimes.
It's like a whole nother dialect, huh?
I gotta search it up.
Yeah? How about like texting? Does it have the same effects when you guys text?
Yes.
You wouldn't text?
Sometimes, yeah.
I say, okay, since I was saying okay, I say okay. And people like tried like to make fun of me for it. That's all I said. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
So are you guys like trying to make up your own words to make them cool or nah?
That's no.
Not.
That's a Cardi B word.
Thank you, Javon.
I think
which
it's just more like
okur.
Okur. Yeah, you gotta do it with the multi.
Okur. So like the trendsetters are like Cardi B, who else?
Just big influencers. Yeah. Sure.
Like Bieber Fever? Like no? Like
everyone on TikTok. Singers, like artists. Yeah.
So, real quick, Manny's a big TikToker.
Oh yeah, huge TikToker.
Manny's laughing. Manny, so you're like a huge TikToker. You've been on it for a while too, right? With Izzy.
I made one TikTok, and my role was about 3 seconds.
But do you watch them? Do you watch?
The ones Isabel shows me, I'll watch them. Some of them are funny. Some of them I don't understand. I know it's like the in thing now.
You know what I like about TikTok is I'm not on TikTok, but I like the memes or whatever the hell.
Yeah,
you just went down like a whole notch. Like, this is not the N-word, Dad. No.
It's okay. My dad used to call him Mimi. Sorry, Dad. I love you. Don't ground me.
So how do you guys say them?
Memes.
Memes. The memes. The memes are funny. I like the memes. All right, man. We're gonna call the next victim. So you got one out of two. We'll take note of that, and we'll take
care.
We'll take care of Izzy over here. Don't worry about it.
All right, thanks.
Okay, brother. Have a good night.
You too. Take care.
Okay, brother, bye. All right. Who should we call next, people? Who's on next? Who's on deck?
I think she's gonna answer.
Kathy?
Yeah.
She's not trying to answer.
That's what this song. Oh, get it.
Come on, Javon. Yeah.
Theo Mark said he was driving.
Oh, no excuses. All right, we're gonna call it Auntie Desi.
Hey, that's coming from.
You guys ready for Desi? Who has a word? Who has a word? What's the word gonna be for Desi? She has a high schooler, and she's like, her kids are pretty hip, right? Work on.
What's hip mean?
How about basic?
Oh, yeah, basic.
Yeah, we should try that one. Sorry, the mailbox is full, and there is not enough space to leave a message. To send a message to another subscriber, enter the area.
Wow. This got rejected.
Mari, this got rejected by Desi.
All right, here we go. We're going to ask your uncle.
Brooklyn.
No. Babas. Alright, here we go.
Yeah.
What's the word you guys gonna ask him?
Sneezing. Well, you know he's on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sneezing. Yeah.
He's on TikTok.
We know you're on TikTok. Can you tell us the latest trend?
Yeah, he did some dance.
We go like.
I know.
What else is on TikTok? Like, guys, I'm sorry, but he's up with the trends.
Hello? Does. Hi, Babas.
What's up?
You're on the podcast.
I'm on the podcast? Why, what's up? What are you guys talking about?
Because we want to see how cool you are.
Uh-oh, how cool am I?
Okay.
We're about to find out.
Baba, so you have TikTok, right?
I do have TikTok.
So we're doing a little segment of the podcast. What's up, Danny?
What's up?
We're doing a little segment. You're here with a couple high schoolers. Actually, five. It's a lot. Wow. We're doing a how cool are you? So we figured that people like you, Mark Rodriguez, Manny Guerrero, your neighbor out there. So, Danny, they're going to ask you a word. You describe it and use it in a sentence if you can.
Okay.
Go ahead, Brooklyn.
Okay, Babas. Can you tell me what sneezing is?
Can I tell you what the what is?
Sneezing.
Well, sneezing is a dance on TikTok.
Oh, dang.
Well, I guess it's more of like a move, like a dance move.
Okay.
Dang.
Describing it in all.
Describe. Could you do it if we asked you to do it?
No, but I'm going to practice for the quince.
Oh.
You might have just won the whole contest.
I know. What else should we ask, Baba?
That's great.
Is there another thing?
So what is sneezing, though?
It's like you're just like literally what Baba said.
Like you're jumping and moving back.
Jose, it's like the cabbage patch. It's just it's like a move. It's a dance move.
The cabbage patch.
You're just not hip enough for it. Neither am I.
I know. Trust me, I cannot do it. I can't even do the cabbage patch. They don't even know what cabbage patches are. Cabbage patch dolls. You guys know what those are?
A patch full of cabbage.
You know.
Brooklyn, don't you have like a really creepy one in your closet?
Yeah.
Well, why do you look shocked? No, everyone makes fun of me for it, Dad.
Give him another one. So sneezing's the dance then, right? Okay. Yeah. Give him something else. Come on, Baba's. Do you have one for them? Turn it on them, Danny.
I don't know. Brooklyn's pretty hip.
She's all blushing.
Brooklyn's pretty hip. She's been. She's got a lot of music in her.
She does.
I think music mixes up a lot of the younger kids nowadays, unless they have parents that listen to an eclectic choice. But I think you and Madi have done a pretty good job with the girls.
Looking out. Shout out to Bob. No, we do listen to a lot of music in this house. That's what. No, you're right. So a lot of the stuff comes from the music, right? Because they were talking about Cardi B, the last with Manny. Like, they're the trendsetters. Music's like, no, I mean, they're like influencers, right?
Yeah.
There's a reason.
I think a lot of you get a lot of things from coming from musicians, and music changes with the times. And sometimes you have to look back, you know, things that we think we liked is not what they like, you know, it's like what I consider rap is not what they consider rap. So you just gotta agree that time changes, you know?
No doubt. All right. Yeah. Well, good looking out. We appreciate you taking our call because somebody didn't take our call.
Yeah. Bye, Babas. Thank you.
All right, bye, Babas.
We'll see you soon, brother. You guys back from LA, Disneyland?
Yeah, we got back today. They closed Disneyland. This is pretty cool for your podcast. Disneyland has only been closed 3 days in its entire existence from 1955. It was closed the day after the JFK assassination. It was closed in 93 or 94 for the fires and the earthquake in LA. And it was closed after September 11th. And today was the first day it closed. And it's going to be closed until the beginning of April. And just to ballpark it, it cost them over $3 million a day per park to run it operation-wise. So just ballpark how much money they're going to lose in 2 weeks.
A lot of money for the honey.
That's a lot of money. That's a whole lot of churros they got to sell.
They have to get some get back.
I miss all that food.
All right, these. Well, you have a good night.
All right, man. You guys have a good night.
Kiss the baby for us.
All right.
Okay, bro. Later. Bye. Well, you did pretty good. All right. We're going to call Kathy. Yeah. Can we call Kathy? I got a good question for Kathy. I got one right here. Via Facebook. Came in. I know Facebook's dead to you guys, but. I was coming to your mom, Adea, right now. And Adea's parents are pretty cool. Adea's mom, back in the day, I remember her. She don't remember me. She was popular, man. We
was
all
she
were,
really?
Yes. Well,
all right.
There wasn't that many blonde girls on the east side. And your mom was one. That hang out with us folks. Because I played soccer, so I knew some of her there. We knew who that was.
Okay,
who
that. Okay, do it.
TMI. Here we go. Kathy's cool, though. She better take her call.
She's very hip. Love Miss Nunez.
Miss Nunez, answer the damn phone, girl. So don't be dodging the 373 number.
I know, I'm telling her.
Screening the calls, man. What's up? This is James Blake, by the way, in the background. If you guys don't know, this guy's a mad badass producer. Did you know about this, J-Mon?
You have reached the voicemail box of...
God! All right. here we go. Text her. All right, here we go. We're going to call Mark. This is not working
Yay.
Out.
Oh, J-Mon.
This is not working out as planned, but...
Wait, what are we going to ask you, Mark?
I want to ask him what's a VSCO girl.
Oh, yes!
I think, because I don't know. I think Malia's a VSCO girl.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yo, Mark, what's happening? You're on the podcast here, Morales Fan Bam. How you doing? How you living?
Good, man. Just driving home.
Right on. So, we have a little segment here. We think it's going to be hilarious. And you got a big fan over here, Javon Reels, in the house.
Bells.
What up?
Go Bells. What's that little chant you were talking about? No, we ain't gonna talk about the chant. So Mark, we have a little want to see how cool you are. How cool are your parents? Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Who wants to ask him the question? Javon, go ahead. Since you're a fan, the biggest fan.
What's a VSCO girl?
Yeah, what's a VSCO girl?
It originated from there was an app, the VSCO app, where you took these different pictures, and that's where it originated.
You know, I have
a
photographer friend of mine started that app, actually. It got huge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for real. They're from here, from the Bay Area, I think, but LA.
Scrunchy, like high waist shorts, the small skirt.
Okay.
That's really good.
Wow.
The shoes, like the white shoes, the Crocs. that kind of stuff.
Are Crocs in again?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Everyone wears them at Notre Dame. Yeah.
Water bottles, the Hydro Flask, stickers on it.
Wow, you're an overachiever, man, I tell you. You gave us it all. All
right.
So how would you use it in a sentence? Or would you use it in a sentence?
What's that?
How would you use that in a sentence, like a VSCO? Would you guys use it in a sentence?
Yeah.
Mark, how about you? Would you know how to use it?
Today.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I said no. How would you use it in a sentence like VSCO?
I tell Maya, you look like a VSCO girl today.
Oh.
Hi, Maya.
Nice. Maya's bomb. How about one more? One more. One more. Nathan, throw one on him.
Oh, I
have no idea.
No idea.
You guys can't get stumped that easy.
I didn't think about this one.
I want a refund from Mitty.
Hey.
Hey.
Watch out.
Just kidding.
I just gave Jayvon.
Jayvon, come on. Give us another one. Give him a tough one.
I don't know. I'm running out of ideas.
Like, what's an e-girl or an e-boy?
Oh,
that's a good one. Ooh, that one I do not know.
How about Molly? Do you know what Molly is? Just kidding. That was true.
We all laugh.
I hope that the kids don't know what Molly's are.
I know. I hope not, too. Me, too. I don't know. After I saw Good Girls or whatever. Oh, Good Boys. What's that movie?
Yeah, Good Boys.
Matt, have you seen Good Boys yet?
I have not.
Dude, go get it tonight. Redbox. It was hilarious, bro. It's so funny. God. It's so raunchy. Don't watch it with the kids, bro. Whatever you do.
What's Olivia doing?
They're like in robes, like they're boxers over here running around the house.
Yeah.
No, they're doing good. They're awesome.
Let's go there.
Yeah, he's here. Drinking wine. All right. All right, Mark.
All right.
We'll holler at you later. We appreciate you. Much love.
Thank you, Mark.
Bye. Bye.
All right. All right, you guys. So that was, is she on there? But you guys are running out of words to say, so we're going to have to come up with some words.
Oh, Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary, that's what we have teenagers for. Anyhow, I want to move on already. That segment, we'll have to work on it next time. Tell your mom good looking out of there.
I tried.
All right, how about the brands, you guys? Like, what's the cool, hip stuff right now?
Hollister.
Yeah. I'm a walking brand.
Yeah, me too. Wow. Always in Hollister. It's so bad. And
Target.
Target. Tarjay.
Tarjay.
Tarjwa.
What? Tarjay does have some nice clothes.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Like, I like the windbreakers, the shorts. I vibe with their shorts.
How about Under Armour?
Under Armour?
I mean, it ain't no Nike.
I think Nikes.
Yeah. Nike's more of the brand out there.
Really?
You know what I mean? You can walk around to school and just be like, hey, you get that from Nike or something?
Is that right?
You'll easily know where it's from.
But you're rocking Adidas.
I like Adidas.
So, like, what's, like, the brand? Like, you see somebody walking, like, Supreme was the one, right, before?
Yeah.
Is it kind of already?
Hypebeast. That's what we should ask them. Because now everyone that, like, wears Supreme or, like,
some
Gucci
sort of,
or, like,
expensive.
Just anything expensive, like, called the Hypebeast.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a magazine, Hypebeast?
Yeah.
Wasn't there a magazine like Hypebeast? Or I have a photographer buddy that Mark, he always tags stuff like Hypebeast. And all right. Any other brands you guys think about, like, that are, like, on the come up, like Brandy Melville?
We don't. Sorry, but we don't use.
So, Brooklyn, what were you talking about? You were talking about Brandy Melville. You don't like it because they're size zero.
It's like. So, one day, you know, I was just getting interested. I was like, let me search up for Brandy Melville. Because my sister was, like, buying a lot of stuff from Brandy Melville. But personally, like, I never went in there. I didn't think it was that big. But she, like, really liked it. So then one day I searched it up. Because, like, okay, what is this, like, store about?
Yeah, there's some.
I quote, unquote, it said fit for the slimmest bodies. Because everything there is, like, one size fits all. But I was like, there's no way that what my sister's wearing is going to fit me. Because, you know, this is not. Our bodies are different. And so that's why I don't stand it. Because I think that. They don't have to have a slim body to look like, you know, to be accepted into society. Or like, exactly. Like, you gotta, you know,
be diverse. You got to give people options.
Right.
So that is why I don't.
So you want the store to conform to you, is what you're saying?
I want to know, not just to me, to everyone, because I think that's kind of, if I think that's offensive, just think about like someone who doesn't even feel comfortable in their body. I mean, I don't. Like, just think of someone who's like really insecure about their body. That's just like, you know, now going into a store, that's like, no offense to anyone.
But everybody says like the world's too sensitive now, right? You guys hear that? Yeah. We're all too sensitive now. That's how you sound right now, though.
Okay, but I'm not, I don't think I'm being sensitive.
But you are, though. It's
Javon, I don't think I'm being sensitive. I'm standing up for like people and their bodies, like Slim's body. So what does that mean?
Yeah, I think it said slimmest and fittest.
Yeah. So like, what does that mean? You're telling me if I have like it thicker thighs that I'm not fit.
But I think they're just standing by their brand, right? If they don't want, that's who their audience is. They're not gonna make sizes for everybody. They don't want to make sizes for everybody.
Well, then maybe they should look at the world around us. It's changing. They need to change with it. Or
but I mean, that's like capitalism. Money. You get to decide. Like me, I don't like going to Disneyland because it's too damn expensive. I think it's a ripoff. I don't think it's fair to like the hardworking families. That, you know how much it is to send a whole family there?
It's expensive.
Like $200 to get in there. That's why when Babas was saying like, oh, they're gonna lose $3 million a day. I'm like, woo. Oh well, bye, Felicia.
Wow. This is why Universal's better.
Yeah,
that's
to me, Disneyland's a ripoff. I don't know. That's just me though.
Right. Universal's fun.
But you know, if you want to sponsor our podcast, Disneyland, get at me. No, but I just think it's so expensive. But anyhow, all right. Speaking on Disneyland, that's a good segue. Disney Plus or Netflix?
Netflix.
Well, yeah. That's so true. That's so true.
Javon's like Target.
Dude, I was honestly thinking about saying something like that.
What about Hulu though?
Hulu's good.
Hulu has so many options.
Everything.
The only thing that sucks is the ads in between.
So yeah,
but that's what you pay, and it's no ads. No. Oh, really?
Really?
No, that's only for like.
That's like another type of subscription.
I think I like Hulu because it's more like you find different shows on there, like. I mean, you can find, like, Family Guy or something like that. And it's Netflix, it's more of, like, it's not that much of a variety. And sometimes, like, looking through the categories takes forever to find something you watch.
On which one, Netflix? But Netflix has some dope series. Like, what's the last series you guys watched that was, like, really good? Speak on it.
Grey's Anatomy. Best show.
I mean, they still have that Hulu.
Oh,
True. Well, they have a lot of the older shows on Hulu. Like, the Nickelodeon shows.
Uh-huh. Simpsons.
So, yeah. That's really good.
South Park.
Disney Plus has the Simpsons. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah.
Is it really?
They have Simpsons.
Yeah, it has every season.
I think Disney Plus is good too.
Yeah.
I think it just came out and it caught everyone by shock, so.
Yeah.
It's one of those hyped up things. Kind of lived up to it.
The hype.
Yeah. Wait, what other shows are you guys into?
Franklin the Turtle. Different, guys.
Hey, I didn't finish it yet.
I finished the first season. I just haven't watched since.
I finished it in 3 hours.
3 hours?
I binge watched it.
That's some hard work right there.
I know.
Did anyone else watch The Love is Blind?
You guys watch Franklin the Turtle?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love that show.
What?
You don't know that one?
Yeah.
What?
It was that and Tom and Jerry.
Franklin the Turtle?
Franklin.
No.
Bubble Guppies?
Oh, Bubble Guppies. Yeah.
Cash, bro.
Like Drake and Josh, iCarly, Victorious.
Doc McStuffins.
Doc McStuffins. Wait, yeah. Bubble Guppies? Isn't that a show? Bubble Guppies.
Yeah.
Like little mermaids?
Yeah.
Little guppies.
Wow, good job.
That show.
How about Narcos?
What?
No, you guys
my parents watched that.
It. You did?
My dad watched
that.
Or that other one that you were talking about.
Hentified. How about
my parents watched that too.
Did you guys like that one or nah?
I didn't watch it with them, but they were like raving about it for the longest time.
Nah, it's heck of funny, dude. It's like super funny. What do you think, Brooklyn? You recommend it to them or Hentified? What the one? What's the one show? One Day at a Time.
One Day at a Time.
Oh, that is such a good show.
See, have you watched that one?
What?
Chipon.
It's good.
Hentified and One Day at a Time. So it's nice. It's a nice representation of Latinos in general, Latinx, Latinas, whatever you call yourselves, Mexicans, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. whatever you call yourselves. It's a good representation of all of us. Very good.
So to me, it sounds like Disney Plus is a big loser.
It was hyped up.
It was good in the beginning.
Yeah. I haven't used it at all, so I don't know. But
yeah.
You're like, they're lucky they got their year. I think we got like a 3-year pass for like $72 or whatever. If it wasn't for that, probably would have canceled, huh, already.
Yeah. Get your money back.
No, but I mean, so Disney Plus pretty much, because The Mandalorian, that was about the only you know how much money they spent on an episode? Like $25 million, oh, dude.
Really?
Insane.
That's like how much I'm going to earn in life. Not even how much.
So I have a friend that his son got accepted to Bellarmine, right? Yesterday, and his dad's like, "I don't know how we're gonna do it." And my other friend was like, "He's like, what do you mean you don't know? He's gonna go to Bellarmine, take all AP classes, then go to an Ivy League, and then go to Goldman Sachs, and then buy the Giants. That's how you're gonna do it." So
that's hard though, like taking AP classes. And
oh yeah. Being a student athlete.
Student athlete, AP classes, or just in general, taking AP classes, you take more than one or something, is stressful. It's already stressful enough with one. Some classes are just way harder than others.
It's not hard to plan your future.
Yeah.
Let's look over here real quick. Let's get a little selfie before it's too late. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, so. But I mean, it's a big deal, right? So Disney Plus is dead. They better figure it out. Sounds like this little focus group right here, Disney Plus is in trouble. All right, real quick, before we shut it down, because you know people's attention span is like super lightweight. About the corona, all you guys have no school for the next 2 weeks, right?
Online classes.
Online
sucks. Baseball season just started. Only play 2 games now. Postponed.
I know, that is brutal. I would be so bummed out. I was talking to my buddy. He said that colleges are even thinking about extending the eligibility for another year because of, you know, like they wanted to go pro or whatever. Now their seasons are cut short. So it kind of sucks for them. So what do you guys think about the online classes? I mean, the schools seem like they've transitioned pretty quick, right?
Javon loves them.
You love them, Javon?
Do you think it's a good concept for the future for high school? I mean, there's colleges, a whole bunch of online colleges now.
I mean, it might have been just because it was like the first day that we did it. I mean, the classes are a lot shorter than usual. So, I mean, your attention's all there. You don't have to worry about like, oh, I'm so excited until like school gets out or something. And we're like, all right, this class is about to end. Like, it's going to go by quick. Might as well pay attention, do everything that I can, take notes.
So are you like in your pajamas in the bed laying down, or are you like in the desk? What's your setup look like at home?
I'm in my bed. I have a lap desk. I'm just there. I have like this back pillow. Yeah. I'm just there.
So do you see the other classmates in the class too, or only see like you and the instructor?
Yeah, we can see each other if we have like our cameras on or something. But a lot of people like to turn them off.
So I mean, how big of a deal was it to have like people that are playing games? You guys are used to having cameras, right? Being on camera, like Twitch. You guys know about Twitch and all that stuff. So it's kind of like this is not a big deal for you guys, right? This generation.
It's just getting used to a new format of schooling.
Yeah.
Like not being in that same environment.
And like Malia, for example, she's like FaceTimes all the time. I'm like, today I needed her help. I'm like,
thank you.
She's like, I'm like, do you want to talk to your friend? You're going to call her back? She's like, no, it's fine. I'm like, what's the person going to do? She's looking at a blank screen.
Yes. I don't think they'll change it though. Like you were saying, like if you asked Javon if high school's related, because like, you know, it's such a big transition. But something like one of the teachers was saying was like, there's a reason that schools were like created for you to be with like in front of a person, because like think about it, for like so long, I know my eyes are gonna get strained, like, you know, like sitting on a computer that long. That's why they were saying like take breaks and like, you know, like take a break from the computer and like go outside or do something.
But everybody's always talking about like carbon footprint, right? You guys know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
So like your carbon footprint, like imagine if nobody had to drive you to school.
Oh yeah.
No, I mean, imagine if nobody drove, no one had to drive you to school.
It's all right.
If nobody had to drive you guys to school, how much gas they would save?
A lot.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and there's no like, they could do online classes. I mean, imagine if you guys had one day of all online classes. How cool would that be?
That would be, yeah.
So how are the teachers? Are they liking this or?
Not really.
The older ones, I'm sorry.
The older ones are like, we're just going to get through this. We'll give you 2 weeks. We got this, guys. Hurry up. Oh, no.
The old ones aren't feeling it.
Poor religion teachers. I don't know how they're supposed to teach it. I don't know.
How about Miss French? Who? Not Miss French.
What's Miss, Miss Fitz?
Miss Fitz. Oh, I yeah. love
Miss Well, Miss Fitz. Fitz is like very like she's, up to date with
she's
stuff.
She's very hip. Yeah.
yeah, she's like she's got it. She's got it. Love Miss Fitz.
It's just some of the other teachers.
It's Tanisha Fitzgerald, Williams, something. Love her so much.
Love her.
I love her.
So how about you guys, the teachers, Nathan? What do you think?
I don't know. They just got it taught to them like yesterday. That's why yeah. they had that day off. I mean, we start on Monday. So, I mean, I don't know yet. Find out Monday, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, they've been sending out emails, and, like, my English teacher sent an email already, like, to do the homework from day three.
Yeah,
and, like,
my PE teacher
is, like, she's going to give us, like, a 14-day workout thing. And it's, like, I mean, you check in on the app for attendance, and then, I mean, she's not going to know if you do the thing, but, I mean.
So, like, at 8 o'clock in the morning, they tell you, like, all right, Nathan, how you doing? First period or no?
Yeah, they sent out a calendar. It's, like, the same thing as school. It's all your classes.
What app are you guys using for MIDI?
We're using Zoom.
So, how about you guys?
Yeah, we're using Zoom, too.
Bellarmine, what's Bellarmine using?
Microsoft Teams.
All right. Oh, yeah, because you guys...
We all have Surface.
They have Surface Pros. We have
Apple.
We have iPads.
Oh, okay. They give you one like when you sign up to school or what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So every year you get a new one or?
No. I don't know.
It's only your freshman year, I guess. So you wouldn't know, right? And so what else about the corona? How is it affecting you guys? Like your guys's, I mean, obviously it's not affecting you guys too bad because you guys are all here hanging out, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, Javon, you went from playing like sports every day. You were happy, yeah, right? Kind of.
I mean, it's just different. I go from like playing sports every day. I kind of have no time. It's just my distraction, just everything else. And the next thing you know, everything's kind of closed. I can't go to the rink, can't work out outside, run around. It's just different. It's like I'm locked inside the house or something. It's just, I don't like the vibe.
So how you feeling the void? Oh, well, thanks a lot. You've been here the last 2 days.
Well, besides that, I mean, it's nice to get out of the house, you know?
No, we like having you guys here, you know, because we know you guys are good kids, and it's kind of cool to see how you guys are on the podcast. This is like a new thing for us, but hopefully we could keep growing and getting better at this. This is still like a learning curve for me and Brooklyn and the girls, right, Brooklyn? We're still learning. We're getting it. This is our fifth episode. You guys will be on it, so we appreciate you guys. Brooklyn, you want to close it out?
Yes, I'll close it out. Thank you, everyone, for watching.
You a little tired there, bud?
we've been waiting like for you for hours, Nathan. We were like waiting since.
Oh, it's not your fault. It's okay.
You were a little busy at the hospital.
I would like to say, thank you, everyone, for listening. Please wash your hands. Do not touch your face. Stay safe. Do not go out so much. But thank you for watching for us. These are amazing kids, and they're going to do amazing things. And I'm very proud of them. I hope you guys enjoyed all listening to everything I have to say. So just stay safe. Stay healthy.
You want to say anything, Javon? How did you like being on the show?
Keep hand sanitizer with you.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say it.
Izzy gonna say something? Go ahead, Izzy.
Yeah, it was really fun. You know, watching the episodes, finally being on one.
Oh, snaps! Okay. Have you watched the episode or any listened to it, Adea?
Yeah.
Do you think? I mean, we still got a lot of way to go. But what do you think about the show?
It's been. I like it. You guys are doing really good. Very interesting.
Oh yeah.
Now we appreciate it. Is it interesting to you guys?
It is interesting. Yeah.
We're trying to bring like topics to because you know we want to. You know what? One thing I think it is. It's very therapeutic. Honestly, it is. It's very therapeutic because I feel that way. Because yesterday, even when I was like, we were practicing some stuff with Mark Rodriguez's daughters, and they were getting to talk to each other, and it opened up a really good line of communication. Like they were asking Marina, the oldest, like I asked her, "How does it feel to be the oldest?" And she's like, "Well, I have to do this, I have to do that," and then her little sisters were kind of like telling her, "Well, you do this, you do that," and they were like hearing each other. So I think, and the same thing goes for us. It's like very therapeutic. You get to know each other and get to kind of like talk to each other, and we do a pretty good job as a family. Right, Brooklyn? I mean, pretty much every day we eat together, and we have, like, a little, what do we call it, Brooklyn? The highs and the lows?
Our highs and lows. We say a good thing about our day and then a bad thing about our day. And then, yeah.
So, like, today, what's your high? What's your low, Brooklyn?
Oh, are we going to go around and say it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
This is a good way to close it out. What's our highs and lows? Yeah, that's good.
Okay. So, my high is... Okay. My high is that everyone's here right now. All the people that I love the most.
Wow.
Anyways.
My hands for you.
I don't have a low. My low is that I'm a little anxious about school and Zoom. That's it.
Okay. My high was just being here, not just being at home all day, just in my room or something. And a low was just, I mean, I didn't really have one, to be honest.
That's good.
I had a good day.
That's how it should be. Go ahead, Izzy.
My high was doing this podcast, you know, getting all of our thoughts out there with the people I love the most. And my low was getting woken up by Brooklyn making TikToks for like an hour straight. I'm just kidding. Love her. Yeah, she needs new content.
No more naps.
Adea, go ahead.
My high is being here with all you guys. And I don't have a low.
Nice. Good. Nathan, go ahead.
I was like having fun, like getting out of the hospital today. Low was being in the hospital last night and then waking up in the hospital. I it wasn't bad, but it wasn't that fun, I guess.
Right. My high is waking up every day to a beautiful family. And I got to take Nathan some breakfast this morning.
Yeah, it was good.
That was
another high.
And then my high also is here with you guys. I have a lot of highs, man. I get to actually take photography. I did a photo session with my buddy's son. Just came back from the Marines. Shout out to Jason Arndt's son, Chase. Thank you for keeping us safe. And he came home for a few days before he has to go back to Camp Pendleton, and then he's going to go to Florida. So that was my highs. I got a lot of highs. Got beautiful Brooklyn here with us and all of you guys. I feel like I've known all you guys for so long, all your lives pretty much, besides Izzy. And I've seen Adea ever since she was like, what, first grade with Brooklyn and Nathan and Javon. We've known them forever. So this is like really, it means a lot to me to have you guys here. And I'm glad we're able to produce a show here at our house and you guys be here safe. My low is that I have to go to work tomorrow. So like I said, Netflix, if you want to give me a contract, we could work something out. Then I could just work from home. But so that is the low, but you know what? Daddy's got to pay the bills, it's not a big deal. So I love what I do. So until the next time, we'll probably have another episode here pretty soon, because since nobody has school these days or it's all online, we got time. Yeah. So Javon, peace out. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Izzy, thank you for supporting our show from the start. And Thea, too, thank you for watching it. And please, you guys comment. For whatever reason, the YouTube that says there's no comments on YouTube because of it's for child. It's made U.S. or child actors pretty much. So, you know, bullying. They don't want people to put mean comments on there. So, Nathan, too, we'll have to have you back on the show. This is your first one, huh?
Yep.
This is not Nathan's first one because you actually filmed one of them. You filmed the first
Anissa
one, I think.
The Anissa Bonilla one.
Yeah, the Anissa Bonilla, episode 3. So watch that one if you want to see Anissa Bonilla.
That's a good.
So yeah, so shout out. All right, you guys, peace out.
Adios.